This is an interview with my daddy, Wilburn Glenwood Vincent, on the 1st of January, 1979. Daddy, can you tell me exactly where you were born? I know it's
Talladega. Yeah, I was born in Stockdale in Talladega County, about, oh, I guess 200 yards from the old Mineral Line L&M Railroad.
From the railroad itself, or?
From the railroad itself. In the old house, the old house, of course, has been torn down. There's nothing there now but Woods Trailer Park there, where back behind where the house used to be. And that's all I know. I don't remember living there at all.
Is that right? Well, how old?
I was 2 years old when we moved from there.
2 years old. Where did you move to?
We moved to Terrence City. And I remember the day we moved, it's very, very faint, I guess. That was the day we moved, because I remember I'd never seen any stairways. It was two-story house, and I went up the going up the stairs, and I remember asking my mother if I said, "Mama, do these stairs lead to heaven?"
Was that at Terrence City, or
that was at Terrence City,
the house that you moved into?
Mm-hmm.
That's key. How long did you
live? I also remember one time when it was raining, and of course we had running water then when we moved to Terrence City, and that's all of course I remember is Terrence City. I don't remember how I lived at all, and it was raining, and I said, "Mama, has God got a faucet? If he has, he sure has got it turned on."
So if you were two when you moved to Terrence City, I know y'all moved after that. How old were you when you moved from there?
We lived there 9 years.
9 years? Oh, you did.
So that made me 11 years old when we left Terrence City.
So you went to school in Terrence City, right?
Oh, yes. I finished the sixth grade.
At Terrence City. What school did you go to?
Terrence City School. Terrence City, I guess it was called elementary school because there was no high school.
They didn't have high school in Terrence City?
No, it just went through the 8th or 9th, I've forgotten which. I believe it was the 8th grade.
Did you have any real close friends in Terrence City?
Oh, yes. I guess our closest friend was named Newton Braxton.
Your friend?
Yeah, we've seen him there. He lives down below Bessemer here now. We've been all down there to visit him, but it's been several years ago, and he's been up here, but it's been several years ago.
Well, say, your age or a little older?
I think he's about 2 years older than I am.
And you had brothers and sisters that were about the same age, not counting your twin brother. I guess at least brothers that went to school there, too?
Oh, let's see. I can't remember where Harry started school. Whether it was Terrence City or where, I just don't remember. Let's see, we moved to Thornby. We moved to Thornby. He must have started school in Terrence City, but you'll have to ask him about that.
Okay, and then after...
But the others did, I know. But by Harry, I don't remember.
Do you have any other real close friends besides Newton Braxton?
Not too, yeah. Yeah, we had some, but not. He was the closest, and I can't, that's been so long ago, I just can't remember their names anyway. You know, but mostly neighbors.
Yes.
I remember you talking about boyhood playmates and such. Especially remember Mrs. Bogue that lived across the street from us, and we were crazy about her. And we used to go over there all the time, and she'd give us cold biscuits.
How'd you spell it?
We'd go B-O-G-U-E. We went over to, we'd always go and say, "Miss Bogue, you got a biscuit?" She had one, she'd give it to us.
Well, you say you, moved to Thorsby, did you live in the same house the whole 9 years, or did you?
We lived in the same house the whole 9 years in Terrence City. We moved to Thorsby and we lived there 1 year. But we went to school in Thorsby for 2 years because I went to school from Dargan. We moved from Thorsby to Dargan and we must have moved during the school year and before school was out. And but it seemed like it was summertime when we moved. But anyway, we went to school on the train because we could ride train free.
Yeah.
Because my daddy worked for the railroad.
Well, did you own your home in Tarrant City?
They were buying it. And then they found out after they paid for it for 9 years, they owed more on it to start with than they did to start with.
How did that happen?
I don't know. They got gypped in by the real estate agent somewhere.
And that's the reason they moved?
That's the old man's name. I've heard Mama cuss him so many times. I don't remember his name, but I can't think of the real estate agent. Daddy trusted him, and Mama didn't trust him a bit. Come find out she was right. Daddy got really royally gypped in that deal. He signed some papers, didn't know what he was signing or something.
Just say, don't turn that, get her down.
Yeah. Susan, can you?
Okay.
Just, I don't expect absolute silence.
I think not.